And good morning. Welcome to Community Voice. I am your host, Josh Engel. Today is Tuesday, June 4th, and my mic's a little hot, so I'm going to turn that down. We are live streaming this morning's program on our WLBB Facebook page. So if you have any questions or comments for our awesome guest this morning, feel free to hop in the Facebook chat, let us know, and we'll read them out to our guests. Those guests being John Keller, CEO of FlexTC, right out here in Villa Rica, and Camelia Chandler, Communications and Marketing Chief. Did I leave anything off there? I feel like the boss ladies. Let me put boss lady. I feel like is she the boss lady?
Pretty much the boss lady.
That's kind of what I was thinking. We're very, very, very pleased to have FlexTC in the studio with us today. We're speaking specifically about a tremendous organization that a lot of us have only recently learned about, thanks to the folks at FlexTC. It's the SOTF, the Special Operators Transition Foundation, and they provide the most tailored veterans transition program for top-tier special operations leaders in order to strengthen America's best businesses with elite veteran talent. I have a lot more information, but I think I'm going to let our guests talk about that. Why don't we start with origin stories, background, right? Let's start with John Keller, CEO of FlexTC. Tell us a bit about you, a bit about your personal history, and then we'll go from there.
Little known fact, I played football in college at the University of North Carolina, and I was a quarterback for 3 days, and then found my true calling, according to my coaches, as a strong safety and tight end. So played a sport in the Olympics called team handball. So I traveled around until I was 30 years old, playing a sport on an amateur basis. Got to play in the Olympics in Atlanta in 1996.
Whoa.
Very interesting.
Wow, check that out. He's just dropping all this heat on me. I didn't even know.
It's not in the bio, is it?
No.
Got my MBA at Emory and got involved in the emergency response and event business with a company called DeBoer, a Dutch company. We ended up taking that over to turn it into Proteus on-demand facilities. And 4.5 years ago, as the pandemic was kicking off, we took it over ourselves and created FlexTC. So,
and have been investing in the West Georgia economy ever since. I mean, employing a lot of folks and investing in the city of Villa Rica.
We finally got moved, so we built our own facility in Villa Rica. The Development Authority and the Chamber gave us an opportunity to go ahead and build our own buildings, our container buildings, our flex units, our fabric structures, to show what we do and have a good case of what's possible, what's capable in our kind of construction.
Dig it. Right on. Well, let's keep this train rolling. Let's throw it over to Camelia Chandler, communications guru with FlexTC and the boss lady. Camelia, if you could, tell us a bit about you.
Sure. So I'm a Georgia native. Grew up in North Georgia area. Went to school up there at Kennesaw State. Officially migrated over here about 7-8 years ago. So now our family is out here. Have a background in marketing, communications, nonprofit business management, things in that nature. And so recently came on board with FlexTC. So it's been just a whirlwind experience ever since. It's been wonderful being able to really, truly grow this area and get to invest in a whole new level.
You guys are constantly doing something cool, you know? I mean, and it's why we're very glad to have you on the program. I know that John spoke a bit about FlexTC, but if you could tell us, essentially, if I am John Q. Public, could you let us know a bit about what FlexTC does before we move on to the Special Operations Transition Foundation?
Yeah, absolutely. So how I like to look at it as we operate in three main facets. We have a division for VIP hospitality and event services. We have a division for emergency response and recovery initiatives, and then we have semi-permanent. All of those tailored underneath the umbrella of temporary structures. So similar to what John had mentioned, fabric structures, our flex unit containers, things of that nature. So many different opportunities and options to be able to meet a need on a temporary or semi-permanent, or even moving into a permanent basis. So if you've been to our office, that's a prime example of what it looks like for us to be able to take a vision on perhaps using containers and turn it into a permanent structure. And so it's been really great to be able to see just the different options that we have, but also working with our partners to see what visions they have and figure out exactly how it is that we can take those to life.
Dig it. Well, if a big storm comes through, we know we're going to be fine. I mean, FlexDC, they have all the quick assembled, you know, housing and offices, whatever you might need. So, well, let's throw it back over to John. John, how did this partnership come together between FlexDC and the SOTF, the Special Operators Transition Foundation?
You know, it was just popping around on the internet one day, and one of the things that came in was Special Operators Transition Foundation. I said, what was that? And knowing a little bit about military, very, very little, as I dug into it, I thought, oh my God, here's these people who are so exceptionally trained. They have been successful for decades in the military, leading and adapting and overcoming and continuing to learn new things. And I thought, and there's an organization to support them. Well, that's interesting. And as we dug into it a little further, it was really a revelation to know that, because I hadn't considered it, that these folks have been so entrenched in the military. They know military culture and how things go and everything else. But when they retire out of the military and now have to transition into civilian life, all the social mores and language and customs and all these things are very different for them, and they have to learn it. Never occurred to me. And so this organization is just been exceptional. As we dug into it and started to meet some of the folks that actually lead the organization, they rank very, very highly on transparency of every dollar that they get in, and it extraordinarily high percentage that goes directly to the programs, directly to the fellows. And we have seen and met some just absolutely amazing people. You have a conversation, you engage with these folks at an event, and you leave energized for the next 2 or 3 days. They're so impressive.
I mean, sometimes I find it hard to want to, you know, put on a shirt and go to work. I mean, sometimes it's so hard, and we live in the most, like, you know, Nerf ball, comfy, plush, you know, we're here in a great community full of people that we love, friends and family. And you have these individuals that have been in the worst situations that you can comprehend across the world. And I think we haven't mentioned yet, but my goodness, each one of these operators have millions of dollars of training and all that effort that has been put into them. These are the kind of folks you would want to have in your local community, because they are going to get things done no matter what it is.
And it's not just the training. It's the actual application in the field. Mm. Everybody knows what happens to plan A. Well, you start to revert to plan B, plan C, and everything else. So these folks have been through it time and time and time again, multiple deployments and wide-ranging situations that they have been able to adapt and overcome and lead and find success. So it's, again, there's no shortage of capability that these folks bring. And part of what we see as FlexTC is, this is part of our community engagement. We would love to have some of these special operators land here in our community, working for some of our big companies or so. And we're even blessed enough that we have our own special operator who decided to come and relocate and settle here in Carrollton with us. And you know, Colonel Chris Berg, who just retired from the United States Air Force after 28 years. So he is our COO and just a great shining example of the intelligence, the commitment, the quality of character, and the leadership as he's taken the reins with us and leading us forward.
These military operators have been in the field having to make tough decisions to protect all of us that are listening right now, all of, you know, us here in this room. I mean, I do feel like the least we could do is support their transition into a comfortable, supportive home, into a supportive community where they can shine So, I mean, this is a great opportunity to support this organization. Time is 8:40. We're going to go ahead and take our first commercial break. But when we come back, we're going to chat more about some upcoming events for the SOTF, the Special Operators Transition Foundation, helping these special operators from the military, all the different branches, transition into supportive, loving communities. Coming up on Thursday, June 6th from 7 to 9:30. There's going to be at the Governor's Gun Club in Kennesaw, there's going to be an event, a VIP cocktail reception. Great opportunity to hear some speakers and learn more about the organization. We're going to be talking about that and so much more when we come back. Community Voice, brought to you by Tanner Health System and Oak Mountain Academy.
Health is a journey. It's making better choices, even when it's not easy. It's taking care of yourself and the people you love. At Tanner Health System, we're there for you with every step, with primary care, heart care, cancer care, women's care, orthopedics, surgical services, and so much more. We're dedicated to helping you live and feel your best. So let's get on that journey to health. You've got places to be for many years to come. Find us at Tanner.org.
The customized academic scholar journey at Oak Mountain Academy is individually designed to provide students with a personalized, clearly defined academic track that earns the student a series of distinctions upon graduation. This journey enables academically driven students to pursue a focused, rigorous course of study personalized to their wants and desires. I'm Patrick Uran, head of school, inviting you to journey with us on the mountain. For more information, visit us at oakmountain.us. Discover your journey at OMA. Prepare, explore, and achieve.
And we're back to Community Voice. Today's Tuesday, June 4th. I'm your host, Josh Engel. We are live streaming this morning's program on our WLBB Facebook page. So if you have any questions or comments for our guests today, CEO of Flex TC and Olympic legend, John Keller, as well as Camelia Chandler, Communications and Marketing Chief, Boss Lady, overall the happy smiling guru from Flex TC. Feel free to throw those in the chat. We'll be more than happy to read those out to our guests as we chat about the SOTF, the Special Operators Transition Foundation. If you're just tuning in, go back to check out the full episode of the podcast, which will be uploaded to this station's website as well as graticommunications.com or the live stream on our WLBB Facebook page. So, John, let's hop right back to it. This is a tremendous organization that is taking those who have they've had to do things that most of us could never comprehend, getting dropped off in the middle of some war zone to make the essential maneuvers, in some cases, to completely flip, to flip an engagement, you know, to engagement with the enemy. These are highly trained, highly intelligent, and powerful individuals. And you got an organization like SOTF partnering with Flex TC, two other powerful organizations, to get something done. So before we get into the events, if you could, one more time for folks who may just be tuning in, could you tell folks what the organization does? And then let's talk about the events that are coming up.
Happy to. SOTF.org is the Special Operators Transition Foundation. It's a group of people that were formed originally from Atlanta, actually. Tommy Stoner was a ranger back when who created the group called America is Grateful. And the concept was, veterans and special operators are so skilled and elite and experienced and educated that they would be a tremendous addition in the business community and to a business community. But they need help doing that. They need help understanding the civilian world. They've been entrenched in the military world. And so Tommy realized that with his own transition, and I believe he's an executive with, I believe, Truist Bank now, tremendously successful guy, and wanted to be able to help to continue to serve in this way other veterans and other special operators from all the different branches. So that was the beginning of SOTF, and we've found it, and we've just found it to be so enriching. We're happy to help them, but boy, we get a real shine. We get a real benefit from it personally when we interact with them.
Absolutely. You know, Flex TC has made a name for themselves, investing in the local community, integrating with the local community ever since you guys moved out here back in 2020. Is that correct?
Actually, just here into Carroll County last year.
Last
summer, we built our own facility and got it finished and got moved in. We worked with a lot of local providers and worked with Michael Rickman with Rad Design. We worked with Caliber One Construction and supported us there. A lot of local trades as well. And so we've just been very blessed to be here and delighted every day when we walk in and have opportunities to help support our community.
Giving that love and support right back to these special operators to try to help them, transition back into the world, back into this world. So this is a big week for the SOTF. You got some events coming up. Feel free, Camelia, if you would like to, I'm not trying to block you out here. If you'd like to chat a bit, of course, John, if you guys would like to take it away, tell us about some of the events that are coming up this week.
Sure. So Thursday, June 6th, there are a number of different events that are going to be happening over at the Governor's Gun Club in the Kennesaw location specifically. So there will be a Shoot Your Lead Out experience where the SOTF is actually hosting George Pirro, who was the FBI interrogator for Saddam Hussein. So that's a VIP experience to be able to not only meet these special operators and get to understand them, get to learn their stories, get to interact with them in a whole new light as they start to transition into the civilian world, but also really get to see some of these key stakeholders who have kept our country safe throughout the years. And so really exciting experience for them. There will be a private dinner as well as a VIP cocktail reception as well with all these special operators and George Pirro. And then transitioning into the evening, we're very excited to be able to have Scooter Brown, who is a member of the War Hippies. There's going to be a number of different members of that band that will be performing at a concert, again, at the Governor's Gun Club in Kennesaw. So if you'd like to learn more about how to get involved, if you're interested in attending any number of those events, you certainly can do so. Just go to SOTF.org. They have the links in order to go ahead and look at tickets, see what's available, what's sold out. Very exciting going into Thursday. And then Friday, we will be able to host all of these special operators, George Pirro, the SOTF organization with their team, as well as the task force planning team for the Atlanta is Grateful event series over at Flex TC headquarters. So we're very excited to have them.
Excellent. And Atlanta is Grateful. That is essentially the all of these events that are going on, correct?
So they personalize it. They go around the country. And so they'll have Phoenix and they'll have Fort Lauderdale and all over the place. So
we're the most grateful, though.
Atlanta is the original most grateful. That's right.
Wow. So this is a packed week. And this guest speaker, George Pirro, did I say that name right?
Yes.
I'm just holding that up to the camera. I mean, so you're saying this is the FBI interrogator that interrogated Saddam Hussein?
Yes.
Folks may remember Saddam Hussein from the 90s, early 2000s. Pretty infamous guy there. Wow. So this is going to be the gentleman that's speaking at the event.
Yes. Yes. Wow. So you will have a number of different opportunities throughout the course of the six to be able to hear him speak on a personal, more intimate level with the VIP cocktail reception and private dinner, as well as right before the War Hippies go on to play with those band members.
What a great band name, War yes. Hippies. So I'm assuming that they're all veterans that that have assembled this together.
The two principal partners in the band, Scotty Brown and Donnie Rice, were Army and Marine, and I think that flipping that order, deployed a couple times each themselves, and to hear the War Hippies, you can hear them on Spotify or anywhere else you get your music, and I mean, they're really amazing. So it's a treat. It's fun. They write a lot and perform a lot of their original music. So just awesome.
So it also appears that that along with this knockout concert, the VIP cocktail reception that's going to be going on, where folks can have a meet and greet with Mr. Pirro, Special Agent Pirro, and meet some of the other members of the team. And I'm going through some of the list of just the members of the SOTF team that are going to be joining. I mean, we're talking about Chief of Staff Intelligence, Army Special Operations, Senior Leader for the Air Force Special Operations, Green Beret, Andrew Jones. I mean, then this stack is like an inch and a half thick. So you can imagine there's a lot of folks, a lot of experience, a lot of history that's going to be right here in one space.
So there's 15 fellows. So when the folks are going through the program, when they're approaching their retirement date and they start to, you know, really focus on preparing themselves for a transition out of the military, SOTF creates classes of fellows. And while they're in the program, they're considered a fellow. So there's 15 fellows that are participating in this event in Atlanta. That indicates that they have an interest in being, you know, somewhere in this metro or in the southeast or in the state of Georgia or something along those lines. So they are arriving, they've already arrived, I believe, and they're in their sessions and seminars today. And so they've got a full week of nearly a full week of programming and of the things that they're doing day and night. So Thursday is actually, there's multiple tickets that are sold for the shooting event with the special operators. And you don't have to be any kind of a marksman or anything else, but it's an indoor facility. It's a fantastic facility, the Governor's Gun Club in Kennesaw. And you can have somebody who's done this for a living give you a pointer or two and help you break more clays.
Who better to learn from? You
right.
Know?
Right. Right.
So now the tickets for the separate events, I imagine proceeds are going to benefit the SOTF and the work that they're doing. This class of fellows is about to work their way back into the Georgia community after years of service, and they're going through that training. Now, the tickets that you mentioned for these different events, where before we take our last break, where can folks go to get these tickets and support the good work of the SOTF?
Absolutely. So SOTF.org is their main website page. You can go straight there to buy tickets for any of the number of events that they're going to be hosting for Atlanta is grateful. They also have a Facebook page. So if you just search for Special Operators Transition Foundation, you should be able to pull that up. It's right there. It's their first main event that they have on their page. So very easy to find, very easy to learn more about. Angie Arias is the main point of contact over there. So if you have any questions, please feel free. You can reach out to Angie. You could reach out to us. We're happy to help.
Shout out to Angie. We love you. And we love the Rolling Stone song that they wrote about you. Time is 8:52. We'll go ahead and take our last commercial break. But when we come back, we'll wrap up our conversation with the fine folks from Flex TLC, CEO John Keller, and Communications Marketing Chief Camelia Chandler, as we chat more about their partnership with the Special Operators Transition Foundation. A community voice brought to you by Tanner Health System and Oak Mountain Academy.
Health is a journey. It's making better choices, even when it's not easy. It's taking care of yourself and the people you love. At Tanner Health System, we're there for you with every step, with primary care, heart care, cancer care, women's care, orthopedics, surgical services, and so much more. We're dedicated to helping you live and feel your best. So let's get on that journey to health. You've got places to be for many years to come. Find us at Tanner.org.
The World Language Scholar Journey at Oak Mountain Academy is designed to provide students with a clearly defined, curriculum-based track to acquire essential knowledge and skills for success in biliteracy fields of study. The successful completion of this journey provides colleges with a method to recognize a rigorous foreign language immersion experience for all students at Oak Mountain Academy. I'm Patrick Uran, head of school, inviting you to journey with us on the mountain. For more information, visit us at oakmountain.us. Discover your journey at OMA. Prepare, explore, and achieve.
And we're back to Community Voice. Time is 8:54. I'm your host, Josh Engel, and we've had a ball today with the fine folks from Flex TLC, CEO John Keller, also an Olympic legend, quarterback for 3 days at, I believe, North Carolina. But then he found his calling with tight end. Isn't that what
you said? Yep.
There it
Josh,
is.
Josh, I just love what you do with things, man. This is awesome.
I'm going to just keep adding more and more things to your bio. Camille Chandler, afraid of spiders. No. She, communications and marketing chief with Flex TC. If you're just tuning in, please go back and check out the full podcast of this episode, or you can check out the full video, the live stream on our WLBB Facebook page. Thank you to all who's been tuned in thus far. You know, we only have about 6 minutes left. So I definitely would love to to hit one more time the order of events, if that would be Camellia or John, who would ever like to take that away. Let's remind folks one more time, because I mean, a lot of our listeners, they're not going to want to miss this. I mean, just the shooting opportunity, you know, this great in an indoor course like this. I mean, at the Governor's Shooting Club, a gun club in Kennesaw. I mean, there's folks that are tuning in. They're going to want to be at this.
So there's three ticketed events for Thursday. Get Your Lead Out is the title of that, and I believe that kicks off at 2 o'clock at Governor's Gun Club. I believe that's sold out, but there's always worth a try. The second event is a private dinner with George Pirro, where George will tell some of the stories and share some of the experiences that he had there. And I believe we've got Bold that's providing the catering there, which is going to be tremendous. They're fantastic. And then the final event is a cocktail party that transitions into the War Hippies performing and all that. So there's three separate tickets. So very, very approachable as far as engaging, obviously, up in Kennesaw. On Friday at FlexTC, we're hosting a get-together for the community to come and see the fellows and George Pirro and the War Hippies as well, from 11 to 1 over at our place in the Villarica Industrial Park. And so love to invite the community out. We'd actually like to know so we can have enough food on hand. So if folks plan to pop by, it's free. But we just need to make sure that we've got enough burritos on hand.
And look, if you don't get a burrito, don't pitch a fit. Bring a donation. You need to donate to this organization. These are some great people doing great work. The SOTF. I mean, this is a partnership, you know, match made in heaven. You know, I can imagine this is something that's going to grow each year.
They are bigger. We're just trying to support. We're trying to represent our community and frankly, help any way that we can. This is 1.0 that we've been able to get them outside of the Atlanta metro. And so we really want this to be a great experience for the fellows and for the organization. And we'd love to have them back next year for 2.0 in Carroll County in West Georgia so that we can continue to develop opportunities for our own community to engage and to attract some of this talent out here.
Something we need to do every year. Support this organization, help this continue to grow, because we want these special operators in our community. We want them here working alongside us, perhaps serving as police or opening businesses, you know, whatever they want to do. Come out here and enjoy a community that is supportive, patriotic. And of course, we got the Veterans Memorial Park. It's awesome. I mean, there's so many things right here in our hometown that I feel like they would appreciate. And so let's all, as all tuning in, let's band together and help support this organization. We only have about 2 minutes left. So if we could, any final words, and if we could make sure to let folks know where they can learn more about both FlexTC and the SOTF.
Absolutely. So to learn more about SOTF, the Special Operators Transition Foundation, you can go to SOTF.org. That's where you can learn a lot more about the Atlanta is Grateful event series. You can learn more about the different causes, the operators themselves, any information on how it is that you would like to be able to partner with them. They also are available on Special Operators Transition Foundation through Facebook.
And I would just encourage anybody, you know, any businesses, even, you know, especially the biggest businesses, if you have an HR or recruiters that are working for you, come on out. Come on out to FlexTC on Friday. Come see and meet some of these folks and soak it up and just see if there might be some opportunities for their business planning in the future for some of the personnel needs that they might have.
If I were an HR recruitment specialist, you better believe I'd have this place like cordoned off. Nobody's coming in. I'm taking all of them. All right. Well, John Keller, CEO of FlexTC and an Olympic legend, and communications marketing chief, Camellia Chandler, thank you both for joining us today on the program and for the support you're showing the SOTF.
Absolutely. Thank you.
Well, thanks, Josh.
Everyone who tuned in at home, we'll see you next time.